How is Luciana today? Good? I will answer you. You had a question yesterday. You say, to see myself from the outside helped me a lot. I could clearly see how much I have suffered in my childhood and made others suffer later in life. This is very important because this is the normal family situation. And you are a good example because only now you see it and get out of it. You don't know how deeply you are in it. Most people, they will live and die in it. No, Luciana was lucky. She came here and she starts seeing herself from the outside. That's what you have to do, not to be so identified with your drama. I could clearly see how much I have suffered in my childhood and made others suffer later in life. This is almost everybody's story. When you have gotten suffering unconsciously, trying to fit in the childhood, then what can you teach your children? And that's how it goes down the centuries from one family to the other. But most people, they have a difficulty even looking at the situation as it is because they're taking this whole family business so personal. My family, my children, my parents. And anything that gets personal, you can look at from the outside. You have to see the situation as it is. All families is really the main root cause of neurosis. Why people are so neurotic, schizophrenic, angry. Because the family, your parents, had learned from their parents. And they are not conscious, so what can they do? They're trying to fit you into their world as they're trying to fit into the society. A society that is not enlightened, is not alert, is not loving. And the children are very innocent. And they have to fit in because they depend on the parents. They are dependent on the parents for food, for living. So unconsciously, you force them to fit in. Every child is intelligent. Every child is free when it comes. Then what happens? Then you try to fit it in. So any intelligent child, if he doesn't have intelligent, free parents, but where do you find that? That teach the child intelligence, freedom, inquiry, to learn themselves. No, instead you're trying to force it into different religious beliefs, political dogmas, how to behave, how to think. This is how all the countries are. If you're in China, you are like that. If you're in Germany, you're like that. If you are Hindu, you're like that. If you are Christian, you're like that. And then they fight. And what is normal in one country is not normal in another country. And all this because of this small family. No, it should be more open, so the child can learn by itself. That's why any intelligent child wants to rebel against the parents. Because still some intelligence is there. And the parents are totally fixed. They are already part of the brick society. They already become bricks. And then they have problems with the children, with the teenagers. Because they want to, they are still alive, they want to be intelligent, they want to be free. But if the parents don't meet them there, which is very difficult if you have lost that touch of how to be rebellious, how to be free, how to support the child to find his own way. No, instead, you're saying, I know how it is. I'm a grown-up. But the parents themselves, they don't know. And then the children is also going to get formed. And if you, by some miraculous way, later in life, starting to find back to that innocence, to find back to your true intelligence, then you are outsider. Then the parents even start another game. We're so worried for you. What is happening? Worried that you are starting getting intelligent again. You have to understand the whole situation. That is the only way to move on. And then they feed you guilt. Like their parents have been feeding them. You have to fit in. What will the neighbor say? What will your own old aunt say? What will the society say? What will the religion say? What will the political party say? Depending on where you are in the world, these things are very important. Trying desperately to fit you in, not to think for yourself, not to feel for yourself. And the poor parents, they can only do their best. They have forgotten. They are also locked in this game. So I was reminded when Luciana wrote this that I had to talk a little bit more about it, because she's saying it as it is. In some mysterious way she came here and she opened her eyes again. Like I'm opening your eyes. And she doesn't even know what happened, but she sees that she started to see from the outside. It helped me a lot. I could clearly see how much I have suffered in my childhood and made others suffer later in life. Now you start seeing the link. I could clearly see how I missed to be loved by my mother. Swaha, how to break free from this cycle. This is just seeing the situation as it is. And everybody has been missed to be loved by their mother, because the mother doesn't know about love. If you had known about love, then you would give love, then this question wouldn't come up then. But love is not just an idea. It is a feeling. It is a state of being. You have to mature into it. you have to live, you have to understand, you have to be mature. Otherwise, how can you share it? Yeah, maybe you talk about it. And then they blame you, you don't love me, because you don't behave like I want you to behave. You are not the child that I want you to be. And look how happy they are. Look how happy they are by behaving how their children wanted them to behave. And it's nothing wrong as such with the mama or the papa, it's just the unconsciousness. You have to see things as they are to move on. That you have to break free. That is the only thing you can do for yourself and for your own children. So you can start teaching them freedom, love, understanding, to investigate, instead of just taking borrowed knowledge and how they should be, just to be so-called normal. To be normal is just to be dead in this world. Swaha, how to break free from this cycle? The way to break free from this cycle is to first see it and to understand the situation. Because that means you have it, see it from the outside. This is how it is. Either you have to look at reality as it is, or you can close your eyes and deny it. There's only two ways. And by closing your eyes, you will be more and more closed. And more afraid of reality. And by seeing it will give you freedom. Because this is how it is. It is amazing. Why not see things as they are? Then everything falls into place. So now you have started seeing. Out of the seeing and understanding comes. Out of this understanding, that is the next step, is love. You have to accept the situation as it is. Love yourself and love your mother and love your children. Forgive. It's past. Past is past. The only thing you can do is to see things as they are and start living more compassionate now. More understanding now. That gives you a whole new life. And you say, and this, you seeing the possibility of love with my own daughter. Everything is possible in love. Because that is the healing. But it depends. Maybe your daughter, maybe your mother won't understand it. But that is also okay. The only thing you have to share how to break free from this cycle? This is a very good question. But already you can see it. So first is seeing, understanding, accepting, and then love, forgiveness. And share that with your daughter. Share that with yourself. That we all have done mistakes out of unconsciousness, out of being trapped in this game. But now I start seeing. Love is the healing. But nobody can have love if there is not an understanding. This understanding only comes when you have gone into yourself. And why does the children and the teenagers always get lost and get involved so easily in drugs and all these things? Because they still have some rebellion, some freedom in them, and they don't get what is real. And then the life energy goes in the wrong direction. It's trying to find the real in the false. If they have been fed real things, then that would be so nourishing that there was no interest of taking drugs. But nobody have told them how it is, because the parents doesn't know. And they try to desperately find out themselves. Which is very dangerous. So if they had gotten the real food, then they will be content then. Instead they are looking to fill up this hole because they haven't had anything that is really loving, nothing that is really sacred, nothing that is holy, nothing that is truthful, nothing that is real. Then they try that through drugs and ideas. Make peace with your children, make peace with your parents, make peace with your grandchildren, make peace with your grandparents, make peace with them, make peace with yourself. Aum Shanti. from Kabir. You forgot yourself. If you truly desire liberation, leave the family and friendships of this world. Here nobody is yours, nor are you anybody's. Everybody is just out for themselves. Why have you entered this spider's web? Death is walking around with sharp fangs. Enjoy the Master's company and learn about your true self. Give up stupidity, ego, greed, habits, and enjoy the love that never dies. Find a solitary place. Go within. Stop the wavering of your mind. Burn the ropes of karma and break free. If you forgot yourself, and everybody has forgotten themselves, he says, if you truly desire liberation, leave the families and friendships of this world. This is how it always has been. The masters, the yogis, the Buddha says that leave the family and the friendships of this world. Because they are living in delusion. You have to break free. Then you will definitely go against your family. If, on the other side, your family is on the path, if your friends are on the path, if they are real, then why leave them? The Buddha has nothing against the families. The only thing they are against is unconsciousness. I have nothing against families, but only unconsciousness. If you want to be conscious, be in the company of those who are conscious. How can you find that with unconscious people? That is what he means. Leave the friendships and families of this world. And that is very difficult. That's where you have to have understanding and courage. Otherwise, everything will hold you back. You won't make it by yourself. You have to see the situation as it is. Then you get the support from the whole. You get the support even for God. Then nothing can hold you back. If they understand or don't understand, that is a different matter. But when you have understood, then maybe you can share with them. Then you will be an instrument also that they wake up. See the situation as it is. First you have to find out what kind of sickness you have, what is wrong with you. Then you can take the right medicine. First you have to stop and see the situation as it is. If you don't need medicine, no problem. But if you do, be truthful, see what you need. If you truly desire liberation, leave the family and friendship of this world. What Kabir's meaning is anything that holds you back. It's always like that, that people who's gone to the monastery, to the ashrams, the sannyasins, the yogis, the seekers, they have to go away from the family. Why? Because the family is stuck in the old. It's nothing against families. It's for freedom. It's nothing to do with persons. It's much bigger than that. But of course, the families will always be hurt because they are little. Their vision is very narrow, very shallow. If they understand, then they will give you support. And that's what really a family should be. They should give the children support. Love gives support. If there is no support, what kind of family is that? Find a bigger family then. That's what the Sangha is. It's a bigger family. No, you don't want to live in lies. No, you want to live in the real. If you truly desire liberation, leave the friendship, leave the families. Here nobody is yours, nor are you anybody's. Everybody is out for themselves. Everybody is just thinking about themselves. Why have you entered this spider's web that is walking around with sharp fangs? Why have you entered this spider's web? Nobody entered the spider's web consciously. But you are not conscious. You're waking up in the spider's web. And then somebody comes and says, hey, come, get out of that spider's web. Get out of the mud. But that you can only do if you start seeing that you are in the spider's web. Because everybody lives in the spider's web. And if you go outside the spider's web, they call you. Don't you love us anymore? You belong here, in the spider's web. Hair is nice and sticky. Where you think you're going? And remember, it's much, much more easy to be in the spider's web. Much more easy. Outside, you have to find your own path. Why have you entered the spider's web? I don't know if this is right translation, because any mystic Kabir knows why you have entered. Everybody is in there. It's not the why. Because this is how it is. There is a way out. Enjoy the Master's company. Learn about your true self. Give up stupidity, ego, and greed. And enjoy the love that never dies. This is how it always has been. Find a solitary place. Go within. Stop the wavering of your mind. And that's what's happening in the company of the Master. You start stopping. The mind starts slowing down. You start focusing on what is real. And out of that, your own insights is happening. Nobody needs to tell it to you. It comes from your own intelligence, from your own realization. Then you know. Because it's not told, this is how it is. You should do this, you should think like that, you should believe in this. No, you know.
Shiva Shankara Parameshwara Shiva Shankara Hari Om. Jai Shiva Shankara. Shiva Shankara, Jai Shiva Shankara Om, Jai Shiva Shankara Parameshwara, Jai Shiva Shankara Om, Jai Shiva Shankara, Jai Shiva Shankara, Jai Shiva Shankara Om. Shiva Shankara Parameshwara, Shiva Shankara Om. Om Namo Shivaya, Om Namo Shivaya, Om Namo Shivaya, Om Namo Shivaya.
Intuition. It means that you are here now. You follow your intuition. Then it makes you happy. Because you follow your intuition. Yeah? That's how it is. You're crazy enough to follow your intuition. Then you come to the right place, then you are happy. Then you have to ask because you are not sure. And then Baba said, this is how it is. Then you are more happy. Intuition is the heart is whispering you things. Then if you follow it, you get more used to it, you get more trust, then it starts speaking to you. That is beyond intuition. No, you just know. That is trust. But most people, they don't even have intuition. If they have, they don't listen. Because the mind is very strong. Everybody have intuition. But people don't trust their intuition because there are too many thoughts. Then as it gets more clear, less thought, listening, hearing, following your intuition, then you get happy. Then you get more trusty. Because your intuition, it knows. Your own heart knows. The mind is always deluded if it's doing the right thing. Your heart knows. Beloved, for I love you for always answering me with the taste of the great love. Peace feels so good. It's magic to be part a student of this mystery school. Love, Vibi. No, peace came. Be ready for surprises.
I am.
First the bubbles, then the peace. Peace is always there. The bubbles comes and goes.
Yeah, but still the heart was, you know, happy, even though it was peace around.
Yeah, is that new? That is new. Because you are very bubbly. You are still new, Vibi. You say, is magic to be part a student in this mystery school? No, you are a disciple now. You got a new name. Student is somebody who just stands on the outside, is watching what is happening. Is a student and a teacher, they can never be intimate. Maybe even the student doesn't want to be there, like in school. Huh? Most students, they don't want to be there. They don't have a trust to the teacher. They don't have respect for the teacher. I'm not a teacher. Disciple is something totally different. No, you know that you don't know, but you want to learn. You start being receptive. That's what this disciple is. Because they know why they are there. They want to be there. A student is still... Is this the right... What they call it? Rectilinear? You know? Is this the right... I should be a psychiatrist, or should I study philosophy, or should I be a mathematician, or maybe music? You don't know yet. You're confused. Maybe your parents said you should be a doctor. The disciple is much more intimate. No, you know. This is what your heart. This is your intuition who have brought you there. You have followed something. No, you want to be available. You are not an outsider. You want to be inside. Even if you still feel like an outsider, you're going against that. You want to become an insider. You remind yourself, you look at yourself, you work with yourself. And you listen. Even if it's difficult, you have to remind yourself again and again, this is what I decided to do. Whatever is coming up, you have to remind yourself, this is what I decided to do. You're not a student, the disciple is something else. Then when you really feel that this is the what you want, and it gives you results, not only the bubbles, but the peace, and the joy, and the bliss, and the insights, and it starts becoming your own reality. That this was what I really wanted. Then trust, then love, understanding. You fall more in tune with what the Master is telling you, with your own self. Then you become devotee then. No, there is no more doubt. You're just a marshmallow. First coconut. Then mango, then marshmallow is the next stage. May everybody become a marshmallow. God bless the marshmallows. God bless the divine marshmallows. Who is empty but smiling? I love you for always answering me with the taste of the great love. Yes. No teacher can do that. And I don't know, I don't even do it because love is my language. Whatever way I answer you, I answer only in the language of love. Love is my language and love is my climate. Where marshmallows grow. Aum Shanti. Bubbles comes and goes, marshmallows remains. pure divine marshmallows. Jai Hanuman. Become marshmallows, that's the food for the gods, for Hanuman. He loves marshmallows. That's the best thing. Transform yourself to marshmallow and offer yourself to the gods. Oh, namo. Be sure there is no rocks left inside, for God's sake. No sand or rocks inside. Check. And check again that all the rocks is gone. Just soft. Because God, who knows? Maybe God doesn't even have teeth, He just have to swallow you. Be compassionate, be understanding, be wise, be in tune. If you offer marshmallows, let them be pure, nothing else. Not even sand. Thus spoke the Marshmallow Master. Aum Shanti. With the support of Hanuman. Jai Hanuman. Hanuman, Jay Siya Ram, Jay Hanuman. Jay Siya Ram, Jay Hanuman.
Jay Siya Ram, Jay Hanuman.
Jay Siya Ram, Jay Hanuman. Jay Siya Ram, Jay Hanuman. Hanuman. Veneranda Bali, Baba Hanuman.
Veneranda Bali,
Jay Hanuman. Jai Siya Ram, Jai Jai Hanuman.
Jai Siya Ram, Jai
Jai
Hanuman.
Jai Siya Ram, Jai Jai Hanuman.
Jai Siya Ram, Jai Jai Hanuman.
Mandosa.